Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Please be seated. I've been thinking about babies a lot recently. Well, first of all, we have baby Jack with us today, who will be baptized later this morning. And then on Friday, I had lunch with my friend who is due in April. And we have little baby Beau with us today as well. If you're a royal watcher, which I'm not, but it keeps popping up on my feed that Megan is due sometime in the spring. And as I think about that, I can't help but remember when I was pregnant and the joy and the expectation and the weight and all that goes along with that. And I remember people walking up to me, strangers walking up to me and just smiling and saying, can I just touch? We want to touch. And if you remember the feel of a newborn babe in your arms and the smell of a newborn babe, it's joy and love and hope and peace and all those things we hope for this season. It's an amazing way to think about our future and how we hope for the future. Today, Micah begins in chapter 5, with saying, O Bethlehem of Ephratah, you who are of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who will rule in Israel, and they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace. You got to remember that Micah is speaking to people, it's 300 years after King David, 300 years where they've been waiting for this next ruler who was going to be just and righteous like King David. And there had been wars and rumors of wars, and there had been famine, and there had been all sorts of problems. And they're saying, when is this going to happen? Isaiah promised that there would be a child. When is this going to happen? And today Micah speaks those words of assurance to them, that a child will come out of Bethlehem and will bring safety and security and peace. And that's, of course, what we all want. We want that safety and security and peace. But I'm also reminded of a movie that came out in 2006. It's based on a P.D. James novel, and if you don't know her, she's a mystery writer from England. And it's based on her book. It's called Children of Men. And it takes place in the year 2027, and it's a dystopian story. No child had been born anywhere in the world in 18 years, and people were fearing for the future of mankind. And they weren't having children because there had been so much radiation from wars and so much disease-resistant antibiotic plagues that people were dying and not having children. And it takes place in England, and England is the only stable, somewhat stable country, and so refugees are flocking there by the droves, and so there's all sorts of unrest and disturbances. And one of the refugees who finds her way through and finds a place to hide is pregnant. And the story is around this woman who, after 18 years, the only one known in the world who is pregnant. And she hooks up with this underground band of people, and she tells Theo. And the story continues, and I won't ruin it for you, but she has the child, and as she's trying to escape on the ship called Tomorrow, the soldiers see the baby and stop fighting. And I think about that sign of hope and sign of our future and that sign of peace when we see a child. And we want that sign of hope and peace and love and joy and security. And we, like everybody else in this world, have said over the last 100 years, we've seen a lot of war. And some places in this world still see a lot of war and are waiting for that sign of peace, for that sign of security. So we come to today's story in the gospel, Mary and Elizabeth. And it says that Mary, when she found herself with child, ran to the hill country with haste. And as soon as she encounters Elizabeth, the child leaps within Elizabeth's womb. And Elizabeth said, who am I that the mother of the Lord should come and visit me? and she started to sing a song of praise. She was filled with joy, and Mary then sings a song of praise, and we said that song of praise today. And it is said every evening around the world as part of evening prayer. It's said or sung is the Magnificat, the song of Mary. And it starts with, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. And my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." And it continues, and it's for all of us, that God has looked with favor upon this lowly servant, and that he will bring down the powerful, the oppressors, and he will lift up the lowly, and he will fill the hungry with good things, and the rich he will send empty away. He has come to the people to save them. And he said, and he, to fulfill the promise that was made to Abraham and his children forever. Forever, this promise will be continued. And we need that sign of hope. We need that sign of light, that God is breaking in yet again in unexpected ways and unexpected places. Although the people had heard Micah say that a Savior would come from Bethlehem, nobody was sure about it. And we think about the two women who greet each other, and Elizabeth, who was thought to be barren, mother of John the Baptist, and Mary, who was betrothed but had not yet known her husband, the child of our Savior. Unexpected places, unexpected ways that God breaks into this world, bringing light into this world, into the dark and desolate places of our lives and of the lives of those around us. So today, as we prepare for Jack's baptism, we prepare to bring him into the household of God, we also will proclaim our baptismal covenant, and we will renew our vows. And in that, we will, also remember the promises that we've made in response to the promises that God has made. And I invite you, as we think about and see Jack receiving the cross, the sealing of the Holy Spirit, to remind him that he is Christ's own forever, that we also may remember that we are Christ's own forever. But the other part of this is a song that was written 100 years ago. Not 100, probably 50 years ago, sorry. Phillips Brooks was an Episcopal priest, a well-noted, he gave great sermons, and he went to the Holy Land. And when he came back, he wrote a song, "O Little Town of Bethlehem." And we know that song very well. And it seems this time every year, a different verse strikes me. But the one this year, "O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today." So as we come today and renew our baptismal covenant and the promises, may we pray that Christ enters our hearts, our lives, and our world. Amen.